Hey, everybody. So I'm currently at San Diego Comic-Con, which you can go to our booth, 3919. I'm at the Geekscape table. Say hello. Anyway, right now we have dropped an episode on our Patreon account for Turbo Kid. Yeah, Turbo Kid. It was picked by Scott. Good pick, Scott.
Hey, thanks.
No problem. So real quick, we're going to play you a little clip from that episode. You can hear the full episode by donating $5 a month to our Patreon at patreon.com/HMNpodcast. You'll also get access to our episodes on The Wicker Man and Buckaroo Banzai. So
what's this, the catch, Matt?
There is no catch. We're just very generous.
You're going to give us all these episodes for $5 a month?
You better believe it, buddy.
How do I sign up?
Patreon.com/HMNpodcast.
Cool.
Anyway, so this clip, there was a couple really, this is a huge compliment to the episode, but there was a lot of different clips that we could have picked from, and I forget what some of them are, honestly. So I'm going based on my memory, and my memory was that one of the clips that I wanted to pull was me explaining that I don't like Pixie Dream Girls as much as everyone
makes. Manic Pixie Dream Girls. Yeah, bullshit.
So in this clip, you will see definitively that I am not a fan of the Manic Pixie Dream Girls. But if you want to hear the rest of our opinions on Turbo Kid, which is across the board, we all like it in varying degrees. So check it out at patreon.com/HMN podcast. Thank you for listening. Everyone here has got a poop. So we're going to go.
Poop.
My beef with this movie, and it's going to cause a huge argument, I know, because Scott believes something about me, which I don't think is accurate, is that I find Apple very annoying in the first half of this movie.
I hate you so much.
And I know that it's, everyone's like, oh, it's, you know, she's a Manic Pixie Dream Girl, and you love Manic Pixie Dream Girls. No, I like Garden State. There's a difference between like,
oh, I'm sorry, she's not Padme.
Well, like, but you know what I mean? Like, it's like, And that's like a thing that's bothered me for a while. Is like, because I like Garden State so much, there's these people just like, oh, you must love all these Manic Pixie Dream Girls. I'm like, no, they're infuriating.
You also love 500 Days of Summer, so it's not like a one-off thing, man.
Yeah, but I watched that movie and I think the Zoe characters. I will, because I watched that movie and I'm not watching that because I'm like, man, Zoe Deschanel's a dream girl. I'm watching it because I'm like, man, I super relate with the fact that he really liked this girl and she's kind of not a good person to him.
I
connect
whatever,
with the movie. I connect with the character. I don't fall in love with Summer. I actually do not like Summer in that movie.
Good, because neither do I. She sucks. She's a bad, bad person.
You know who's another Manic Pixie Dream Girl that really sucks? Clementine from Eternal Sunshine. Yeah. You're Spotless Mind.
You can't even consider Clementine as a Manic Pixie Dream Girl in the traditional sense, because that whole character was written as a not a send up as much as like a critique of the whole fucking trope. That's why there's that whole part where she goes, every guy thinks that I'm going to fix them, but I'm just a fucked up girl looking for my own peace of mind. It's like her basically saying that Jim Carrey sees her as a what all the losers in like Garden State and all that shit think of their Manic Pixie Dream Girls. They think that they're going to fix their problems. And this is a problem with men in general. We oftentimes think that a woman is going to fix us, which sometimes they do, because, and then you marry them and then you talk about them on your podcast every week because they're awesome. but that's it's a thing and I get it, but no, you're not supposed to like Clementine. She's a terrible person.